And with the organization looking for that gator down in Florida that supposedly took a toddler, a hunt is on, and hopefully we'll be able to get some answers coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Cars for Kids. Searchers say they're not giving up hope of finding a 2-year-old boy who was snatched off the shores of the Seven Seas Lagoon at Disney World's Grand Floridian Resort by an alligator last night. The lagoon is man-made, but it is fully stocked with wildlife.
You do have to be aware. Anytime you're in a freshwater lake, pond, marsh, river in Florida, you can have alligators. They can move around, and so it's not unusual to sea alligators. What's unusual is to have one attack like this.
Nick Wiley with Florida Fish and Wildlife says hope does dim, but they're not going there yet. Are voters in D.C. having buyer's remorse over Mayor Muriel Bowser? Three of her allies on the city council were swept from office in the D.C. Democratic primary last night, starting with Ward 7 incumbent Yvette Alexander, who fell to Bowser rival and former mayor Vince Gray by a nearly 2-1 margin.
I think it says that people are not satisfied with the status quo at this stage. They want change. When I was mayor, we brought a lot of change, and I think people are looking for us to continue with the kind of momentum we had then.
Gray says he's satisfied this will put this scandal that drove him out of the mayor's office to bed. Gray had been accused of campaign fraud by federal prosecutors dating back to 2010, but the case against him was eventually dropped. Also losing last night, incumbent council members Vincent Orange and LaRubie May. In Virginia, GOP Congressman Randy Forbes lost his bid to change districts and remain in office, falling to Delegate Scott Taylor in the GOP primary in the 2nd District. Forbes had spent 15 years as the 4th District representative, but he tried switching after the election map was redrawn to include more Democrats. And in Arlington, incumbent Democrat County Board Member Libby Garvey easily won her bid for a second term over challenger Eric Gutschall. Three people remain in critical condition following a tour bus crash on the George Washington Parkway near Mount Vernon last evening that killed one passenger, and it could have been worse.
There were people underneath the bus, the wounded and the fatality were under the bus. So these great citizens stepped forward and helped these people in their time of need, and that was incredibly noble.
Sergeant Anna Rose with U.S. Park Police says about 15 people stopped and helped right the shuttle-sized bus so those trapped underneath could be rescued. 15 people were injured in all. Police in France are on alert on word that small groups of extremists have left Syria for France and Belgium with plans to stage attacks. France is already under high alert following last year's shootings in Paris and because of threatened violence during the European Soccer Championship. Applications for more cell phone towers are piling up in Montgomery County.
There are hundreds of these, and the ability to have public hearings on them all is a real challenge.
That's why Montgomery County Council President Nancy Florian's looking at a new policy for applications to put receptors mostly on streetlights.
It would allow telecommunications facilities that are on short poles to be located throughout the county without having to go through a public hearing.
It would apply to structures less than 30 feet tall, she says, and instead of the public hearing process,
be reviewed by our county DOT.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Butch Arben says he was more interested in ending hanky-panky than in making a political statement. The longtime head of the Ocean City Beach Patrol is under fire for an email he wrote to his lifeguards telling them to stay in the locker rooms that correspond to their DNA because, quote, "We are not target." Transgender advocates have complained, and city officials say the message was inappropriate. Arben, who's been in the patrol for 40 years, says he doesn't care about being politically correct. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,674, the NASDAQ at 48,43. In sports, the Nats come from behind only to fall to the Cubs 4-3. The Orioles beat the Red Sox in Fenway 3-2. WMAL News Time is 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, Chris Plant here. Have you ever thought about donating your car? Now's a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. No matter the condition, Cars for Kids will accept your donation with no cost to you and free towing. Donate online or over the phone. That's how easy it is. Your car, truck, van, or boat may be picked up within 24 hours and often the same day. Your donation will directly impact a child's life. Go to carsforkids.org or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS and see how effortless the process is. If you call today, not only will you get a tax-deductible receipt, but you'll get a voucher for a three-night, two-day hotel stay. Call right now and make a difference in a child's life today. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. Pickup is quick and easy. Donate your car today. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heavy delays. George Washington Parkway jammed just as you leave the Beltway before you get to 123, and that's a solid lineup to the scenic overlooks. Occasionally, they reblock a lane here at the scene of the crash as they try to get everyone cleared from the shoulder. Northbound slow to get you on through there as well. Maryland Beltway over near Joint Andrews Air Force Base. Let's start first Maryland on the outer loop just as you pass Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue for the crash. Inner loop was heavy on the approach. And then we are jammed, not just from College Park, but almost back to Route 1 near the IKEA to 270. The crash on the outer loop as you pass 355 looks like they have just about everything contained to the shoulder, but at one point everyone had been stopped. 270 big delays continue out of Frederick through Urbana, Clarksburg, most of the way down through to the Beltway. It's just been about the volume. 95, 29, very slow to get down to the Beltway as well. 66 crash to the shoulder in Centerville eastbound. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, time to incorporate a little wet weather into the forecast. Not much today. A lot of clouds, some peaks of sunshine. Could be a stray shower this morning. Chance of a shower, maybe a storm this afternoon. Rain not widespread, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 66 in Herndon, 65 in Waldorf, 69 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Media Research Center. Think twice before refilling that coffee cup this morning. A new study says very hot drinks may be carcinogenic. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9
FM and AM 630. WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know, everybody has been sort of transfixed by the story down at Disney World, where a toddler was snatched by a gator on the Disney property, and they are searching for the gator. We're going to be talking to Nick Wiley, Executive Director of the Florida Wildlife Commission, about the search for the gator and how that's going, coming up at about 8:45. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, New York Times bestselling author of the brand new book, A Foreign Agent. He loves his funk music. He loves his parliament, just like his alter ego, Scott Harvath, the protagonist of so many of his books. He is Brad Thor, and a good friend of this program as well. Brad, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations on the new book.
Well, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Listen, no summer is complete in my life without a brand new thriller from Brad Thor. And I got to be honest, I have held off. I'm not going to read it yet. I'm waiting until the summer kicks into full gear so I can sort of, you know, kick back and really get into it. But I've read a little bit of a synopsis, and as usual, you seem to be just right with the current state of affairs in around the world with regard to the terrorist threat. Why don't you give us a little bit of what Foreign Agent is about?
Well, Foreign Agent, nobody does black ops better than the United States. I mean, we are simply the best when it comes to working in that area. And so the book opens up with a special operations team that's about to do the grab of a very high-value ISIS target. And it's the head of social media for ISIS. And as they're getting ready to launch, they are ambushed themselves. Nobody was supposed to know where they are. And all of the attention falls to my main character, Scott Harvath, who helped develop the intelligence for the raid. And a big congressional ton of bricks falls on him. And he has a very short window within which to figure out what the heck happened and why he's getting fingered as the leak. So it takes off like a rocket on page one and doesn't slow down till the very end.
It's a page turner. There's no doubt about it. I'm in the beginning part of the book. Well, I did look ahead to a certain part, but we'll talk about that later. But listen, the congressional angle to that, Congress is sticking its finger in the pie here?
Yeah, a little bit. Listen, since people have organized into tribes and the communities and have gone to war, politics has been a part of warfare. So I think, you know, my number one job is to give people a thrilling white-knuckle, edge-of-their-seat thrill ride, you know, short cinematic chapters. And if you have a great read and you enjoy the book and it was a heart-pounder for you, I've done my job. But if you close it saying, wow, does that really, is that how that happens in D.C.? Does that really go on behind the scenes? I think that's kind of a nice added element.
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of your book. So you actually, you know, do tell a story that has a touch of reality to it. I mean, you could one imagine that that would happen in the District of Columbia.
Well, you know, it's funny. The first two major pieces of fan mail I ever got as an author came from two different sides of the aisle. One was from Newt Gingrich, who said that I captured America's enemies better than anybody he'd ever read. And then the other was from Burt Lance, the former OMB director in the Carter administration, who said I captured Washington insider politics better than anybody he'd ever read. So that was pretty nice for a political thriller author.
Well, and for any Washingtonian who likes thrillers like this, Brad Thor books are fantastic because he talks about stuff in our community. He talks about our highways, our roads, our buildings, our towns, and that's a very cool thing. Brad, I want to ask you, you know, one of the things in your most recent books really focus on domestic terror attacks, and you focus oftentimes on the individuals who go unnoticed and end up wreaking horrible, horrible havoc and killing multitudes of Americans because of their inspired ideology that is evil and despicable. And it's impossible to not have you give us a comment on what happened in Orlando over the weekend. First of all, your overall take on how this event came down, what we know about it, and this suggestion of this argument that because it wasn't directed specifically by a terror network like ISIS or Al-Qaeda, that in some way this is a different kind of terror threat that, well, I guess we shouldn't hold the president accountable for. They keep saying, oh, it's just homegrown, it's lone wolf. Does that make a difference?
Well, it does make a difference. And actually, Reuters did a story in the last 36 hours saying that of the 90 ISIS-related terror cases that have been prosecuted in U.S. courts, 75% of them involve 2 to 10 people in a cell. So the idea, three-quarters, so the idea, you know, that lone wolves and this is the way this is going in this country is crazy. It's actually organized cells. We're a very short time away from this attack. The investigation is still ongoing. And we don't know. Just because they're saying, oh, we can't find a cell doesn't mean one doesn't exist. You look at San Bernardino, particularly how those guys were kitted out in San Bernardino. A lot of the guys I talked to said, boy, they knew what they were doing. Somebody helped them somewhere along the line. And I don't know that we won't find that that's the case here. But my biggest concern is that the United States could go into a state of siege, be under a state of siege like Israel. Now we've seen San Bernardino. We've seen Orlando. This is a big problem. And we need to fight Islamic terrorism with a 1-2 punch. One is you find these guys, you roll them up, you kill them when you can. That's the one. But the two is we need to be combating the ideology. You know, you and I stand in longer TSA lines. We have our metadata hoovered up by the NSA. And certain security precautions are necessary to protect us. But if we are not pursuing the ideology of fundamentalist Islam with the same zeal, then we're adding insult to the injuries visited upon our liberty. And that's, I think, what ticks people off when it comes to Obama not even saying, you know, Islamic terrorism. It's the fact that they're doing nothing to end the ideology. That's a big problem.
You know, Brad, you have a good sense of how the intelligence community work and how it does its jobs. You know, and I've noticed that they're very quick to say, well, this is domestic. No indication at all that he was radicalized. We now know that apparently he made 2 trips to Saudi Arabia for Hajj, 2012 and 2011, I believe it is, but if memory serves me correct. And the Saudis have been very quick to say, oh, but as far as we know, he wasn't radicalized by anybody, had no inappropriate meetings. Well, and everybody seems to be willing to say, oh, that's it. Okay, well, that's what it is. Well, don't the Saudis have, if that is true, don't the Saudis have a sort of a, there's an advantage to them making the case that, that nothing happened while he was on Saudi soil?
Listen,
why do we believe that?
Well, we shouldn't believe that. The Saudis are full of crap, and that's one of the reasons the Saudis have lobbied so hard to have those 20-some-odd pages from the 9/11 Commission report blacked out and not released to the American public. The Saudis are, there's really some bad, bad people in Saudi, and, you know, they fund the Wahhabism sect of Islam. I mean, a lot of the problems we have as far as terrorism is concerned go right to the Saudis. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and defend the Saudis. They don't deserve defense, they deserve condemnation, as far as I'm concerned. A lot of them do. So this idea that he goes to the Hajj, what happens at the Hajj? These are not kind of so-so wishy-washy Muslims. These are the most devout Muslims in the world, and there's, I mean, you ever seen pictures of the Hajj? It's amazing how many go. Mm-hmm. So the idea that he's not bumping elbows with really bad radical people at the most devout meeting of Muslims in the world is patently ridiculous. It's unbelievable. They can't monitor every person. The Saudis are okay. They ain't that good that they can tell you who this guy ate breakfast with, who he walked with, who he threw the stones at the devil with. They're full of it. I wouldn't trust the Saudis for a second.
Brad Thor, stay right there. Go nowhere. We continue talking about your book, Foreign Agent, a thriller, which is, again, great summer reading. Every Brad Thor book is great summer reading. In fact, I've gone back and read a couple of that I've read years ago because they're just as fun and, frankly, timely as the today's newspapers. So get this one, read it. We're going to continue talking about it and also The World at Large with Brad Thor, best-selling author, in just a moment. But it's 8:15, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, it's been busy. Outer loop, to say the least. Outer loop as you approach 270, that crash cleared out of the travel lanes, but heavy most of the way from College Park. This puts heavy delays on 95, almost back near the ICC. 29's been a slow go, heading into White Oak and now continuing into Four Corners, down through to the Capitol Beltway. On the stretch to the Wilson Bridge, inner loop backups just after Route 5. On the inner loop to the crash past Route 4 involved a motorcycle. They were getting most of that activity over to the shoulder. Route 5 slow to merge onto that backup as well. Now on the George Washington Parkway, initial crash had been southbound near the overlooks. Now one in the backup south of 123 with hard delays getting through there and a lot of bailout traffic heading onto 123 over to the Chain Bridge and Chain Bridge Road. 66 east as you're heading through Centerville, that crash now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a peaks of sunshine expected today with mostly clouds. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible later in the day, high of 83 degrees. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then look for some showers at times overnight with a low of 69. And tomorrow, we'll start our day with thunderstorms in the morning, but then cloudy skies later in the day, high of 79. Right now, we're looking at 68 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Meteor Research Center.
Chris Plant here. Join me this September at the Meteor Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala and the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala.
Brad Thor is our guest, New York Times bestselling author. His new book is Foreign Agent. And Brad, I feel bad because, you know, I want to talk about your book. I really do. But I also want to talk to you about, I mean, we just had a terror attack. We had the bloodiest terror attack on domestic soil since 9/11. And you're the perfect person to talk to about that, too, because of your expertise. You've studied our enemy so much. And what's what makes your book so great is that it's vivid. I have another question about the terror attack, but I do want to let's touch on the book first, really quickly. In your opinion, how does this book stack up in terms of following the storyline that we have followed with Scott Harvath, your central character? Some of your books sort of, I mean, they're all standalone, but some of them do more to lend themselves to picking up the through line of his life than others. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you have not read my thrillers before, I think this is a perfect one to start with because I really stretched and tried to take this to a brand new level. So if you haven't read a Brad Thor book before, Foreign Agent's definitely one, the one to start with.
Great.
So a lot of fun to write in with an ISIS through line in this book. Again, I write fiction. You know, this is take it to the beach, take it to the lake with you. But this was probably the most challenging book to write because ISIS changed and kept changing every single day I sat down to work on this story. It was amazingly challenging to stay 2 to 3 steps ahead of them, but I did. And I think if you want to know what's going to happen with ISIS tomorrow, you should read this book today.
All right, we do have more on this book, Foreign Agent, but I want to ask you one other aspect of this terror attack, and that is this homosexual angle. We're seeing a lot of reports now that this terrorist perhaps was closeted in some way, spent a lot of time at this club, maybe was on some gay hookup apps, all of these things. And, of course, many people are focusing on Islamic teaching with regard to homosexuality and how some people interpret the punishment as a literal punishment here on earth versus Allah's punishment. You have done a lot of research into, I know, the Taliban and many of the Taliban leaders over there, where there is this sort of unspoken but well-known abuse of young boys at the hands of these religious leaders and tribal leaders. Tell me what you know.
Well, listen, homosexuality is something that you can find, you can find men together with men in multiple places in the Islamic world. Is that a product of the very repressive environment and how hookups between men and women can't happen? You know, you get an 18-year-old guy, and if he's in big trouble, if he doesn't get married and he's trying to hook up with a girl, listen, it is one of the most repressive faiths that's out there. And women can't drive in some places. They can't vote, you know, and if a girl is out without 16,000 male members of her family, she's going to get stoned. We don't see any advancement coming out of the Islamic world anywhere. The literacy rate is laughably low. There's no international universities of international standing. And I believe that's because Islam does not promote the individual and the sacredness and wonderfulness of the individual. So there's a lot of problems with Islam. Now, if this young man, that sounds too nice, this horrific monster, if he was gay, that's a part of the story. But this is a really, really bad guy. His ex-wife said he beat her like crazy. That's why she left him after 4 months. Said he was bipolar, deeply traumatized, severely disturbed, all her words. So I think we're going to learn that Islam may play a part in this, but this guy also may just be like a Jared Loughner or Holmes, the guy that shot up the Aurora, Colorado movie theater. This guy may just be absolutely insane.
All right. Now we have to turn to a key passage in the book, because last time you were here with your last book, I was sort of shameless in my, appeal to you to include me in your book, as you had included my partner, Larry O'Connor.
Yeah, there was a broadcaster, Larry O'Connor?
Yeah, iconic broadcaster on WMAL.
That's right.
It was
I
a passing.
To make sure we're talking about the same person.
It was a passing reference.
It was a passing reference, but I get like a bunch of paragraphs
here. Are you kidding me?
I do. I really do.
You're like Harvath's wingman in this book.
That's right. Right.
It's ridiculous. I
take you to the Hay Adams Hotel bar for a passage from the book, Foreign Agent, by our good friend Brad Thor. Here is a dramatic reading from that. It's talking about a woman by the name of Rebecca Ritter, who is described as a stunning woman. As the bartender poured her drink, she turned to survey the room. She was always on the lookout for well-connected people who could expand her sphere of influence. Her eyes came to rest on a tall, distinguished-looking man who had just approached the bar to order his own drink. "You're Brian Wilson," she said. "Mornings on the Mall."
Wait, from the Beach Boys?
"Mornings on the Mall on WMAL." "I am indeed," the broadcaster replied with a smile, flattered to be recognized by such an attractive woman.
"Hey now."
Rebecca Ritter, chief of staff for Senator Wells. As she spoke, she extended her hand. Wilson took it politely, and sharp man that he was, noticed that she arched her back in order to more subtly extend another part of her body. "The senator's making a lot of news. We'd love to put him on the show."
"Oh, my."
"Absolutely," Ritter replied, fishing out one of her business cards. "Do you have a pen?" Wilson removed the pen from his blazer pocket and handed it to her. Writing on the back of the card, she said, "This is my personal cell phone number." The broadcaster did not need to look left or right. He could feel the envious stares of all the men in the bar.
"Oh, my."
Was she trying to pick him up or offer him a job? Whatever it was, Wilson was enjoying it. And whatever happened, he was going to have one hell of a story to tell his co-host, Larry O'Connor, the next morning. Thus concludes a dramatic reading from Chapter 71 of Brad Thor's Foreign Agent.
Ah, Brad.
Brad, nicely
that
done.
Is well done.
I am ever forever in your debt,
that
Brad.
Is good stuff.
You bet. I spent the most time of the book on that chapter.
I believe that. A lot of research. Well, clearly I've been complaining to Brad offline way too much about having to hear all of these stories about Wilson's conquest.
Oh, stop.
My God, it's all I hear about, Brad.
Oh, you're making that.
That is fantastic. We love that you did that for
that
us.
That was very sweet of you.
Thank you so much.
Bet, guys. My pleasure.
That is great, and definitely the high point of the book.
it's very important to the plot.
I'm sure.
By the way,
it's
really
a major
is,
pivot point.
It is. It absolutely
Brad,
is.
Brad, good luck with the book. It's always great to have you, my friend. You're a true patriot. We love you.
You right back at you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brad.
The book, Foreign Agent. Get it. Great summer read. 824.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Serious about selling your home? Then you need to call my friend Frank Prindle.
and have another dramatic reading. At RE/MAX Allegiant, Frank's guarantees to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree upon. No, we stop that. Or he will buy it. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises, and some even try to copy Frank, but they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle. With over 9,000 buyers lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers, Frank creates demand, and his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent. Hannah, for example, needed to help her mother downsize and looked to Frank Prindle to sell her three-level Bethesda townhome. Leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer for 42% above list. You see, not all agents are the same. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Traffic and weather. It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, I might need your sounder for Critter, the Critter News.
Oh, but really? Yeah. There's critters out there?
What?
Uh-huh. This is no monkey business, but, you know, we're talking about the tractor trailer on 66 in Linden.
Yeah.
Now I hear it's loaded with bananas. So, we have a banana situation. 66 West Linden, you are able to get by. They were allowing the median to get through that area. But again, that's pretty far out. Eastbound had no problems there. Now, let's get you closer to the rush hour where we are jammed. Through Manassas to Centerville, that accident to the shoulder there, making our travels northbound. Fairfax County Parkway, north of Braddock Road, before you get to Lee Highway for the crash. 66 inside the Beltway, we're bunched up through Falls Church. George Washington Parkway, another hot spot. Southbound delays as you come off the Beltway before 123. The crash after 123 had everyone stopped. And then the initial crash had been down near the overlook. So two separate hits there on the GW Parkway. Outer loop of the Beltway, Maryland, 270. Crash on the shoulder. Delays from Route 1 and around to George Avenue. Then it starts to thin out. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and temperatures down where we should be this time of year for today. 83 degrees with some sunshine expected. A passing shower possible. Maybe a thunder shower. No widespread rain expected at this time. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 degrees at 8:27.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 800-614-2034 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-614-2034 and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2034. That's 800-614-2034. Call now.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to a Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to have an exclusive interview with the person who is involved in the hunt for this alligator down in Florida that you're hearing about in the news, that you're about to hear about in the news with John Matthews.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington,
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek. The search continues for any sign of the 2-year-old boy who was snatched off the shore of the Seven Seas Lagoon at Disney World last night by an alligator.
They have removed 4 alligators from the lagoon where the young boy was snatched, and they are now examining those alligators to find any evidence that they may have been involved in the attack.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez, the boy was swept away about 12 hours ago while wading in about a foot of water near the Grand Floridian Resort. Former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray launched a political comeback in a big way last night, beating Ward 7 incumbent and former protege Yvette Alexander in the Democratic primary by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. Alexander was one of 3 incumbents to be swept from office, all 3 allies of Mayor Muriel Bowser, who beat Gray 2 years ago amid a campaign fraud scandal that never came to fruition. Gray says this win is vindication.
As far as I'm concerned, we didn't have a scandal. I've said it repeatedly. I can't count the number of times that I said I didn't do anything.
In Virginia, a loss for GOP Congressman Randy Forbes in his bid to win in the 2nd District. He fell to state delegate Scott Taylor. Forbes was attempting a move from the 4th District, where he'd served for the past 15 years. And in Arlington, a win for Libby Garvey, the incumbent Democrat, won her bid to run for a second term on the county board. Some party activists had taken aim at Garvey because she backed Republican-turned-independent John Vistat when he ran for the board and won 2 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,674, the NASDAQ at 48,43. In sports, the Nats come from behind only to fall to the Cubs 4-3. The Orioles beat the Bo Sox in Fenway. At WMDA, the Mystics need triple overtime to put away the sun. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees. Due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Carlos Mencia, 38 Special, Martina McBride, Joe Nichols, and Jeff Foxworthy. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
You ever had your transmission go out on you? It usually doesn't go out right away. There are warning signs. Here's the deal. Receiving a special assessment fee from your timeshare is like your transmission going out. It's just a matter of time till a pipe breaks or a storm hits. As an owner, you get stuck with the fee. Don't get stuck with the fee. You don't even like your timeshare. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. You'll sit down face-to-face with your personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line and call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington, online at timeshareexitteam.com. Guaranteed to get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or find them online at timeshareexitteam.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the George Washington Parkway, they have stopped all traffic with the second crash of the morning here. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway, just south of 123. The initial crash had been near the overlook. So we're coming to a standstill right as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. Even with the response, they block one lane heading on the northbound direction. So you know what this means. Everyone's thinking of an option, alternate. I had a lot of bailout traffic onto Chain Bridge Road, heading to the Chain Bridge, but that's only one lane in each direction. So a tight squeeze. Everyone looking for an alternate as well. We have more cars on the roadways due to the safe track plan under Metrorail. So we're seeing 66 heavy through Falls Church. We'll see delays in McLean too, and we'll see some of that picking up the extra volume because of the GW Parkway, maybe Old Dominion Drive on the connector road. That's slow coming off of the Beltway as well. Now let's get you into Centerville. Eastbound 66 crash. Before you get into Centerville, now to the shoulder. Fairfax County Parkway. The crash is in the southbound direction of Pope's Head Road, and we have huge delays just south of I-66 before you even get to Lee Highway. So southbound side, Fairfax County Parkway, get hit pretty hard. And in the northbound direction, just trying to get through that intersection, you're bunched up as well. Maryland, outer loop of Pennsylvania Avenue, that crash now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and temperatures down where we should be this time of year for today. 83 degrees with some sunshine expected, a passing shower possible, maybe a thunder shower. No widespread rain expected at this time. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now it's 68 in Leesburg, 64 in Rockville, 69 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
8:38 on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to check in with someone with the Florida Wildlife Commission who's searching for that alligator you just heard about. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Yeah, right now I want to tell you about the story that broke late yesterday afternoon on the Washington Post website, and it's a fascinating story, and you may not have heard about it. Let me just sort of bring you up to speed on what happened. It appears that the computer network, the servers at the National Democratic National Committee were hacked.
All right, keep going. I'll take care of that.
Thank you. Apparently, we're hacked in a big way. Yeah, they found out over the weekend that the systems had been completely compromised by apparently Russian hackers. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. DNC system has been hacked by the Russian hackers, but they went after a lot of political information, including, according to some reports, the opposition research files on GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. That's right. The Russians now have the opposition research file on Donald Trump. Who knows where that might land?
Oh, they have more than that.
Yeah, but here's the other interesting thing about that is that there is, even though apparently some of the hackers had access to the DNC computers, the Democratic Party computers, for about a year. They never bothered to go in and look at information about donors and credit card numbers, financial information. Weren't interested at all in that. So what do you draw from that? Well, what you draw from that is apparently that the hackers were more interested in political information and intelligence than they were about trying to financially, you know, ruin the lives of people who have donated to the Democratic Party by taking their credit card numbers, etc. That suggests it wasn't people who were out there to get credit card numbers. It was government-sponsored hacking by the Russians.
Yep.
Fascinating. And this story.
Well, so, did Brian Pagliano set up the DNC?
No, we did
computer
not.
Computer systems.
But
I'm just curious.
That's the glaring missing element, it seems to me, in this story in the Washington Post is nobody then turned the corner. If the Russians could go into the Democratic National Committee headquarters system and be there for a year undetected and actually be able to look at their email, to look at their chat system, well, their internal chat system there, to get information about Donald Trump's opposition research file and download it and have their way with this server. Why is it such a stretch for us to believe that Hillary Clinton's unprotected private server was not also compromised by the Russians? Doesn't it seem to me that that should be something that a reporter would ask in this situation, but it's not asking this story, I noticed.
Oh, it's fascinating that they don't care about that,
yeah.
Because it hurts the narrative. But yeah, I mean, listen, this is I think also indication that there's just some sort of a lackadaisical attention to private information in general from a lot of the people who are in public office.
I think it also speaks to the fact that the Russians are very good at this, and that they could stay in this system for a year, and be probing it and taking it and having their way with this server in every way that you can imagine for a year undetected suggests that it's not beyond the realm of possible they were doing the same thing with Hillary's private server.
The question is, what kind of stuff do they have on Trump now?
And where will that land?
And for the Democrats, hand it over to them.
I also disagree with a characterization in the story where they say, well, this is opposition research. It was going to be public information. The Democrats were going to use it against Donald Trump at some point. No, that's not true. I have seen opposition research files that are done on candidates from time to time. And I must tell you, there's a lot of stuff in there that never, ever makes the light of day. Because some of it is like rumor. Some of it you can't lock down. It's just things you put everything in the world you can possibly find, every whisper that's ever been made, every suggestion of wrongdoing, you put that in the opposition research file. You may go to it, and you may find another piece of information later that adds to it, but you put everything in that opposition research file. But not all of it usually makes the light of day.
If you're wondering if the Russian hackers are interested in breaking into the RNC computers or the Trump campaign's computers to get every dirty little secret about Hillary Clinton, well, you won't have to worry about that, because of course they already have every dirty little secret about Hillary Clinton after breaking into her private email server. It's now 8:42 on WMAL.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, Father's Day right around the corner, and a Harry's limited edition shave set will make the perfect gift. It's cool, it's special, it's something Dad will always use and actually use. That's the thing about it. And by the way, I am a very happy Harry's customer. I use Harry's products when I shave. I used to be an electric guy, but since I've started getting the Harry's razors, which are amazing, by the way, 5 German-crafted blades in their little cartridges, flex hinge, lubricating strip, very comfortable shave. Well, I'm a much happier guy, and I had forgotten exactly what a good, close, clean shave really feels like. Listen, a limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foam shave gel, which is really good stuff, 3 of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover. It comes in a sleek gift box with the option to add custom engraving and personal engraving, personalized card. It's perfect for Father's Day. If you go to harrys.com right now, they will give you $5 off your first purchase if you use the promo code BWilson. Act now. The supplies are limited. Go to harrys.com. Enter the promo code BWilson. Stop compromising. Go to harrys.com and use that promo code. Once again, BWilson.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit, and I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers. And if I can do it, you can do it too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar99.com. That's bloodsugar99.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar99.com. That's bloodsugar99.com now.
Tonight,
the one, the only Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage premieres tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
8:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, unfortunately, George Washington Parkway is busy again, and for our morning rush hour, we have a closure southbound side, George Washington Parkway, south of 123. Already had one person transported, according to crews there. I'm trying to get all the latest details I can for you, but no, not allowing anyone to get by. Northbound, one lane gets by the scene of the crash. So coming off the Beltway, heavy. Now, if you're on the Beltway, looking like commuters are opting for even 123, which we've been seeing heavy delays with bailout traffic under the Safe Track plan. Georgetown Pike, 66 each direction through Falls Church has been heavy. Old Dominion Drive, heavier than normal for our morning commute. And here we go, in from the west on 66. Still a lot of pressure trying to get into Centerville, but the earlier crash had been cleared to the shoulder. Jammed is the Fairfax County Parkway just as you come off of 66, bumper to bumper to Pope's Head Road for the accident. Northbound slow on the approach. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. Outer loop 95 to George Avenue slow. The crash near 270 outer loop has been cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of clouds today, some sunshine, a passing shower, maybe a thunder shower. Most of the daylight hours dry for most of us, 83. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, chance of showers late, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 degrees at 8:47.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We thrive in helping businesses of all sizes succeed. I want John Marshall Bank to be your bank. Contact me by visiting johnmarshallbank.com and let me introduce you to a better way to bank. John Marshall Bank.
Member FDIC.
Really tragic story out of Florida at the Disney Resort there. Apparently a toddler dragged into a lake by an alligator. They're now searching for the alligator, and joining us on the line right now is Nick Wiley, Executive Director of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. They are among those who are helping in the search for this alligator. Nick, thank you for joining us here this morning. What a tragic story.
Yes, it's tragic and sad, and but we're still holding out some glimmer of hope, and we're looking as hard as we can to try to find this child.
What's involved in the search?
Well, first, I got the Orange County Sheriff's Department has done a wonderful job responding. They've got about 50 people on the water and a number of boats. We've got another dozen or so. And it's a systematic search. They're looking at every square inch of this lake. It's a good-sized lake. You know, Brian, Florida's full of lakes, and this is a big one here at Disney. And we're just trying to do everything we can. We've transitioned from a night search to a day search now. And so we're just trying to maintain some hope and keep looking as hard as we can.
How frequently does this sort of thing happen? Is this a common occurrence?
No, it's not a common occurrence. It's very rare. In fact, it's shocking and unusual that an alligator would come out of the water and take a person, even a small child. unfortunately, it has happened in the past, but it's been on very rare occasions.
So if it's unusual, is there any speculation as to why this happened in this case? Is there any sort of reports about was the child dangerously close to the shore's edge? What's going on?
Well, in this case, it was right at dark. You know, alligators, their search image is to go along the edge, and that's where they look for prey, like a wading bird or something like that. And this was probably an alligator that normally a person doesn't fit into what they see as something they want to try to go after. But in this case, I think the alligator most likely thought it was something else. And once they, you know, once they go into action, you know, they don't really discern. And so it's really a lot of things came together that created this unfortunate event.
I understand you've pulled some gators out of the lake already, correct?
Yes, sir. We are going out and in the vicinity of where it occurred, we're taking every gator we can because we need to look at every alligator and try to determine if there's any evidence, any indication that might have been involved in it. And so far, we've not found that. We've not found evidence. But I mean, I'm hopeful we're going to find him soon.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking your time to chat with us about this really shocking story out of, Orlando. They've been through it, haven't they, this week? Nick Wiley, Executive Director with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Rent-a-state, you heard me? You can cash in on your home by renting it. Renter's Warehouse, TC's expert in leasing and property management, is ready to help you. Did you know the number of renters rose by 2 million last year? The demand for rentals is soaring big time. Why not take advantage of that demand by, offering a little supply? That's how you make money in a free market. And the experts at Renter's Warehouse are on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible, and that means as profitable as possible as well. They are property management pros. They can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average. And then they're going to manage that property 24/7 for just $8 a month. They're going to do the paperwork. They're going to deal with all the hassles and the headaches and the telephone calls in the middle of the night and the leaky toilets, all of it. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renter's Warehouse 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Come to think of it, or not. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Context plays a big role in our memories, both good and bad. Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run on the Radio, for example, may remind you of your first love or your first speeding ticket. But a Dartmouth and Princeton-led brain scanning study shows that people can intentionally forget past experiences by changing how they think about the context of those memories. The experiment itself was pretty complex, so I'll spare you those details, but the study does have important implications. Memory studies are often concerned with how we remember rather than how we forget. But sometimes forgetting can be beneficial too, said the study's lead author. For example, we might want to forget a traumatic event, such as soldiers who have PTSD, or we might want to get old information out of our head so we can focus on learning new stuff. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
When looking to take your business to the next level, look for a van that gives you more. With Ram ProMaster Cargo Van's impressive 4,420-pound payload, you can handle more. And with Ram ProMaster City's unsurpassed 29 MPG highway, you can get more out of every drop. Also, your business can achieve more. Get a great deal now during Ram commercial van season. When properly equipped, EPA estimated 29 MPG highway. Actual mileage may vary. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Unfortunately, Larry, a lot of our areas, a late rush hour still going to be in effect. George Washington Parkway jammed almost back to the Beltway. Traffic has been stopped for at least 20 minutes with the crash south of 123. Northbound, only one lane gets by, so everybody just in a solid lineup near 123 on the George Washington Parkway. On the Chain Bridge, heavy, but commuters having a hard time even getting south to 123, so that Chain Bridge Road starting to ease just a bit for now. 66 as we head through Falls Church, heavy each direction. On the Fairfax County Parkway, slows leaving 66 to the crash well ahead near the Pope's Head Road area interchange. Do watch for northbound delays as well. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather chances going up, Tep. You're staying more seasonable than anything else. 83 right where we should be or close to it today. Some sunshine, just a stray shower, maybe a thunder shower. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, then chance of showers late, 69. Thursday, thunderstorms in the morning, cloudy later, 79. And an area low pressure will ride along the front. We'll get steadier rain Thursday night, chance of showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 68 degrees at 8:57.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody. But if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions. And they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years. So we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. By the way, thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
Xerox is looking for a systems development senior specialist in Germantown, Maryland, to design, develop, and implement applications in a multi-tier web architecture to solve complex problems. Send resume to Xerox Business Services, LLC, attention International Recruiting, job code KCLK-9QYPGA, 2828 North Haskell Avenue, Building 1, Floor 9, Dallas, Texas, 75204.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we're going to be joined by the great one, Mark Levin. He'll be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour.
That'll be great. And then coming up in just 8 hours, we'll keep you company on your drive home, figure out what big stories we're going to cover. Maybe Bernie Sanders is going to concede defeat today. Not for socialism, of course, but for his campaign. Here comes Chris Plant.
The revolution continues, comrade workers. I want to start this morning with Barackus Susanis Obamas. He got a real bug salute. He got a real bug up his thing yesterday about this whole radical Islam deal.
All of that thing. All of that thing.
And I want to ask you, does this matter whether he calls it radical Islam or not? Is this important to you? Does it mean anything whether he says it?